Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and in this program, what we do is to talk about different characteristics and beautiful habits of our dear and perfect Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and follow him as a role model for us in our daily life and every detailed aspect of life. Well, in this episode of Like Muhammad, we want to talk about the way our Holy Prophet treated children and his emphasis on showing love to them. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you know, is the model for the whole of humankind. His attitude towards children was always compassionate and merciful. Being fond of children, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed great interest in playing with them. His involvement in children's games shows us the great importance in playing with our children. He would have fun with the children who had come back from Abyssinia and tried to speak in Abyssinian with them. It was his practice to give lifts on his camel to children when he returned from journeys. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never held back his love for the children and always expressed his fondness to them. One of his companions narrated that, "I went along with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam at a time during the day, but he did not talk to me and I did not talk to him until he reached the market of Banu Qaynuna. He came back to the tent of Fatima alayhi salam and said, 'Is the little chap,' meaning Al-Hasan alayhi salam, 'there?' The narrator said, "We were under the impression that his mother had detained him in order to bathe and dress him and garland him with sweet garland. Not much time had passed that he, that is Al-Hasan alayhi salam, came running until both of them embraced each other. Thereupon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Oh Allah, I love him, I love him, and love one who loves him.'" You see how much love and excitement is discernible in the words and conducts of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the point is that he behaved just like children when confronting them. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back soon and talk more.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about the love of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards children. Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, the servant of the Prophet, narrated that, "I never saw anyone who was more compassionate towards children that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his son Ibrahim, was in the care of a wet nurse in the hills around Medina. He would go there and we would go with him, and he would enter the house, pick up his son and kiss him, and then come back. You see that in the time of ignorance, when the majority were under the assumption that they showed with all their love to their children, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed exactly the opposite and taught others through his manners that children need love and attention of their parents. The Prophet's love for children was not restricted to his children and grandchildren. The scope of his mercy and affection embraced all children, and he showed the same interest and gentleness to his companions' children as well. The hadith that I'm going to read, narrated by Usama ibn Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him, shows this human aspect of Prophet's personality. He said, Allah's Messenger used to put me on one of his tights and put Al-Hasan ibn Ali alayhi salam on his other tight, and then embrace us and say, Oh Allah, please be merciful to them as I am merciful to them. And this narration also represents the Prophet's limitless love, not only to the children of his household, but to all children. And that is a great precious point, you know. Okay, now let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam was always patient and considerate with children and took great pain not to hurt their tender feelings. Abu Qatada, one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, narrated that the Messenger of Allah came towards us while carrying Umama, the daughter of Abi al-As, Prophet's granddaughter, over his shoulder. He prayed, and when he wanted to bow, he put her down. When he stood up, he lifted her up again. Anas ibn Malik was a young boy when he had the honor of serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is narrated from him that during his 10 years of service, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said a word of impatience or rebuked him. Narrated by Anas rahmatullah alayhi himself, I served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years and he never said to me uff. That is uff, you know, it is a minor harsh word denoting impatience in Arabic, and never blamed me by saying, why did you do so or why didn't you do so? A child is bound to error at times, but when we are to bear with it patiently whilst advising and guiding them, we should not be constantly admonishing our young ones. We saw how our dear Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed patience to the errors that children made, and definitely we should take lesson in that regard and follow the teachings of our lovely Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for today has come to its end. For ending, let's just summarize what we already said about the love of our great Prophet towards children. Well, we narrated some stories in that regard about the love of our great Prophet to his grandchildren, and we said how much he respected their characters, and we said that he loved not only his only children and grandchildren, but also the children of his companions and others as well. I hope that we all take this beautiful lesson from our dear Prophet. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did.
Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafiullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.